Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, live with us this morning. Morning, Rick.
Good morning, Vinny.
So Brewers home for three straight series, longest homestand of the season, and the timing is perfect, right? The team is hot. The weather's getting nicer. Maybe a roof open night tonight. It's all happening.
Yeah, I told Murph before they went on the road to get on a winning streak to, you know, make it exciting when they come back, and he listened to me. So Murph's many great attributes are his excellent hearing, and he follows instructions.
Many surely suggested that we were a bit premature. Actually, I was, but I started talking about hamburgers after we get passed for six in a row. Man, that would have been nice if Saturday night we were going for 12. That said, things are going really well. I do want to point out, Sunday's game, the start time is a little bit earlier, right?
Yeah, it's a 12:05 start time. So everybody, we have every Sunday game at 1:10, except this will be a 12:05 start. So it's okay, a little early. But still, hopefully the weather will be great and have the roof open.
And we have another big giveaway, right, taking place tomorrow?
The Jackson Churio replica jersey tomorrow. That's on Saturday, first 25,000 fans. Tonight is a fans first, so it's discounted tickets for the people from Wisconsin. So we're excited about the attendance. We're excited about taking on the Padres and keeping this winning ways going.
You know what else is happening tonight, Vince? First pitch thrown out by the new Green Bay Packer first-round draft pick. Matthew Golden will be in the house.
We do well with the Packers throwing our first pitches, so we had fun with Jordan Love when he threw it first pitch out. And any Packers that want to throw out first pitches, we're
available.
Yeah.
Not for nothing, Rick. We did ask Murph about that, and he really appreciated that Jordan Love spent some time with the guys, spent a little time in the clubhouse, and particularly for those young guys, that was special for them. And this sort of relationship that we continue to develop with our other pro sports teams between you and the Bucs and the Packers, and you have a great relationship with the Admirals as well. That's important.
Yeah, I mean, the players really like it. They may not have come from Wisconsin or been born in Wisconsin, but, you know, you become a Packers fan when you play for the Brewers. That's sort of a rule. And these guys were really hanging out with Jordan. He was such a good guy, and he was really friendly and humble, and just he's a great representative of the Packers. So it's great to have another great guy who's a great athlete be part of Wisconsin sports.
I know it's the office down the hall from yours, but any thoughts on whether or not we see Brandon Woodruff back up here with the big league club for this homestand? It was looking so good, and then he took that shot off his elbow.
Yeah, I don't think so. I've been watching it, and nobody wants Brandon Woodruff back more than I do, because right. Not only is he a really good pitcher, he's a Brewer, you know, veteran, and he's been with the Brewers for a long time. And I still get chills when I watch the replay of hitting that home run off of Kershaw in the 2018 series. But we have to make sure he's 100%. I don't want to rush him. The guy's put so much work into coming back, and to bring him back a little prematurely and have a setback would be just terrible. So I think we're going to take that a little slowly. Monitor's progress. I mean, if it was up to Woodruff, he probably wouldn't pitch in for us last year. So he's just, you know, we gotta be smart. He's really important to us for the second half.
Hey, Rick, there's something you guys are doing later this month that I think is just so cool, because I know you guys have done this before, and I'm just curious, like, logistically, what has to come into play to do it? You have Nelly performing after the game on Friday, June 27th, so that's a Brewers-Rockies game. So I'm going to chalk that up as a quick W real quick there, just because the Rockies.
Yeah, go ahead and do that.
Oh, now you jinxed
us. Oh, God. Boy, get on me for the hamburgers.
It's so cool to do this type of thing. I love that idea, because the fans stick around, then you got a show right after that. Does that take quite a bit of work to have a concert come on right after the game?
The folks that put this together have done these post-game shows at a lot of baseball parks, so they're experts at the game. And it's probably only 20 minutes from the end of the game to when the stage is ready to go and the artist can perform, which is fantastic. You know, we bring the mobile stage onto second base. Our grounds crew people, you know, cower in the corner and hope that, you know, nothing gets damaged. But they do it really well. The sound system, which is pretty new, is in good shape. And yeah, they're ready to go. So I remember one time a few years ago, we had a post-game concert, and the game went 15 innings. And the concert didn't start till 11:30, and I was getting a little nervous. But with the new rules with extra inning games, I don't think we'll have that problem.
Rick, you keep concessions open later then, right? And asking for a friend, that would include beer?
Yeah, so what we'll still shut down beer after the seventh inning, but when the game is over, we'll start beer up again. So the folks that are leaving, obviously, will just go home. But I think a lot of people are going to stick around, and we will serve full concessions starting with the end of the game.
One more take I want from you today. We talked with GM Matt Arnold about this because Rob Manfred had his annual news conference, MLB commissioner. Talked about a lot of different things, and among them, at least the consideration that he's open to thinking about MLB players playing in the Olympics. 2028 in Los Angeles would be the first opportunity for that to happen. I respect where GM Matt Arnold is coming from. No GM wants his guys having a cup of coffee anywhere outside the clubhouse, much less playing the game somewhere else. That said, it seems like it might be good for the game.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you, I certainly respect the concern about injuries and, the disruption to the season. But I think to have national pastime be part of the biggest, sporting event in America in some time would be great. So count me in as a supporter. I don't have a vote, but I'm with you. I think it would be great for the sport. It would be great for the city of Los Angeles. And we're trying to make the sport global, and with the number of eyeballs around the world watching and paying attention to the 2028 LA Olympics, baseball's got to be part of it, in my view.
If you want to write this down, too, I offered this to Matt. So my plan here, Rick, is you would have to, you can't play the World Series in late November, okay? So I don't know how you take that 2 weeks for the Olympics or even some lead up to that. Maybe you extend the All-Star break a little bit. Maybe it would even cost you a few games. Or you just get back to it. And if you've got guys who are on the Olympic roster, sorry, we're playing games without these guys for a little bit. And just see what happens.
Yeah, I think there's a way to do it. In fact, when we talked to some of the folks at the Olympic Committee, and there's actually a way to compact the schedule so that you could get everything in less than 2 weeks. And I think they're very cognizant of the avoiding as much disruption to the season and risks of players and things like that. So, yeah, there's a pathway to do it for sure. It's not going to be easy, but great things are never easy. And this has a chance to be, transformational for the sport. So
I'm
hoping we make it happen because I think it'd be great for the game and great for the Olympics.
Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, live with us this morning. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Longest homestand of the season tonight gets underway. Brewers and Padres, a 7:10 first pitch at American Family Field.